It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's a beautiful new day. It's Friday, October the 4th, 2024. It's a brand new day. It's another day to be thankful. For the past few days, we have been studying the act of worship. We've been studying the act of praises. So I want us to start this new day by appreciating God. Let's thank God for a brand new day. Let's thank God for life. Let's thank him for provision, for healing, for deliverance, for safety. Every single thing you can remember right now, I want you to just appreciate the maker of the universe for giving us every single thing to its detail. Lord Jesus, we've come into our hearts of gratitude and we've come to say thank you, Lord. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. You're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour, and this is the time of the day where we get to learn, hear, and share the Word of God, where we get to get insight into what God has to tell us every single day. So if this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering, why am I here? I'd like to assure you that you are in the right place right now. This is a place where you get a lot of your questions answered. So if you're here and you're heavy laden, you are disturbed, you're worried, you're carrying a whole lot of burdens on your shoulder, I like to tell you that right here on this show, God has something to tell you. God wants to lift your burden. So you are not here by mere coincidence. This is a divine orchestration, and I'd like to specially welcome you. And if you're frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It is time to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our Open Heaven Hour. It is time for our devotion. Wake your friends, your family, your loved ones. Let them be partakers of this divine moment. Right now, I want you to grab your pens, your notepads, and your Bibles, and let's dive into the Word of God. I'd like to remind you that this segment is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven devotional manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Once again, you are welcome. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says easy prayers. We've been looking at a series of prayers lately. Today, we'll be looking at easy prayers. Our aim for today is taken from hymn 13 of our Open Heaven Manual. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, this I know. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Matthew chapter 10 to chapter 11. Our memory verse is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20, which says, "For all the promises of God in him are yea and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us." 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. "For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us." Our Bible reading will be taken from Numbers chapter 23 from verse 19 to 20. Numbers chapter 23 from verse 19 to 20. From verse 19 it says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. As he said, and will he not do? Or as he spoken, and will he not make it good? Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual today says, today I will continue my teaching on the various categories of prayer by looking at the second category, easy prayers. You pray easy prayers when you ask God for what he has already guaranteed in the Bible. For example, asking God for your daily bread is asking for something that he has already guaranteed, as we can see in Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9 to 11. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9 to 11. The shepherd does not eat grass. It is meant for sheep. Again, I take that part. The shepherd does not eat grass. So when I ask God for food as a sheep, it is an easy prayer that he will easily answer. Like we say in Psalm 23. In Psalm 35 verse 27, it says that God has pleasure in your prosperity. Therefore, asking for wealth is an easy prayer. Years ago, when I asked God for money to build a small house in Mushi, Lagos, he said, don't ask for a house. I have decided to give you a city. So when seven of us gathered in Ilorin to pray for a campground, one of us began to prophesy, I have already provided the land. I will only show it to you. The land was already provided because he guaranteed it in his word, like we see in Psalm 2 verse 8. One of my children said, give me is the prayer of a child. When your son comes to ask you for food, he is just saying, I am ready for the next ration. He is not bothered about the provision of the food. In the same vein, you should not be bothered about things that God has already promised you in the scriptures. They are already provided for you. So all you need to do is ask, and you will get them at the right time. There is no need to worry about money, food, or all those things that makes you comfortable. God has already provided them, like we see in Matthew chapter 6. Verse 25 to 34. Matthew chapter 6 from verse 25 to 34. When you worry about the things that God has guaranteed, it shows that you have little faith. Before you came to this world, he had prepared everything you need to survive. Just ask for them when you need them. As you ask, pay attention to whatever instruction it will give you on how to get them. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse 4 to 6, 1 Kings chapter 17 from verse 4 to 6, he told Elijah to go to the brook and food was brought to him there. If Elijah did not obey, he would have died of hunger, even though food was available for him. Your well-being is God's responsibility. Stop worrying about it. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, worrying about your daily needs is a sign of faithlessness. If God has guaranteed them in his word, just ask him and he will provide them at the right time. Do you have needs this morning? I want you to go to God with faith. Our manual today says God has already made provisions for us. All you need to do is to go to your Father. But first, you need a relationship with your Father. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying tuned. And I hope this Open Heaven has been a blessing to you. If it has been a blessing to you, I would also like it to be a blessing to others by sharing. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the Open Heaven, click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You'll see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to again or share with somebody. When you click on it, a link will pop up above. Copy the link and share with somebody today. You can also download to share with somebody. However, our mobile apps are also available for download on Play Store and Apple Store. So you can listen to us live on our online radio station and on with the mobile app. There we have amazing shows lined up throughout the day. So if you're bored of your regular radio station, this is just the place for you to be when you're on the move and when you're in your homes. You can enjoy all our shows outlined for the day. It promises to be exciting. It promises to be a blissful experience. Thank you for joining us, but do not touch that dial, because after the show, we have an important announcement for you. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, you can please remain blessed. Have a beautiful day. This far,
and who showed the moon where to hide till evening?
Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You, because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.